Okay, so quick review. Okay, quick review for yesterday. You have this halacha of the order in which the wall, the relative order of the wall of being built and the people moving into the city, people dwelling in the city. Okay, and then the Gemara says that a walled city is only considered walled if first they built the wall and then the people moved into the city. Okay, first they built the wall and people moved into the city. And the way Rashi learns is that specifically by the walled cities, vis-a-vis the Deoraisa, the halacha of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, you know, that they're the walled cities, certain types of walled cities. But vis-a-vis Megillah, it doesn't matter. Vis-a-vis Megillah, who cares? Wall's a wall, either way, it protects you. Doesn't make a difference. Okay? So we asked, what's the idea of the order in which the whole thing is built? Who really cares? In any framework, who cares? What's the difference of the order? Bottom line is, it's a walled city. So we said, main idea that there's two kinds of walled cities. There's walled cities where the wall is part of the identity of the city. Its essence is a walled city. And then there's an idea of a regular city which just has a superadded property of getting a wall. Okay, and the difference is whether the wall comes after it gained its identity as a city or it's part of the emergence of the city is with a wall. Now the city emerges, the status of a city emerges when people move into it, when it's dwelled in. Right? So the saying is that if before people move in there's a wall, then the city is nikvas, is set up as a walled city. And then it's part of its identity, and here's in its identity that it's a walled city. Okay, and that's those types of cities which are conceptually, their identity is walled cities, they have certain kedushas, certain kedusha. But if it's a regular city, and then afterwards they put a wall, so the city's identity is already fixed. Now it gets a wall, so now it's okay, so it's a nice convenient wall, but it helps out, but that's not, right? That's not part of the essence of the thing. But we said perhaps further is not just the history in general. Again, this is a general. Wall cities where the wall is built first, so the city is populated and the houses are built in line with the nature of the wall. So it's more grid-like. You have to make sure you align yourself with the path to be able to get to the gates of the city, as opposed to in a random city in the middle of the wilderness. So you build houses however you want to make them. There's no structure. You can make them wide open. I mean, the point is that the nature of a walled city looks like a walled city. But that's only going to be when it's dwelt in after the wall was built. But if the wall comes afterwards, then it's going to look like a regular city that they just shoved a wall around it. You know. So the idea is, in general, the whether it had a wall or not, be first or second, is not a mere historical fact, but it actually does affect the nature of the city and the appearance of the city. Not always, doesn't have to, but the phenomenon that a walled city is a different essence, is a different type of a city, not just whether it happens to have a wall or not, but it actually affects the nature of the dira of the city, of the yeshuv, so that seems to be true. But that's in terms of the essence, the identity of the city, which matters vis-a-vis Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, so we see that you don't actually even need a wall, per se. For instance, the Gemara entertains the possibility that Tver Yosh has three walls and water on the other side. It's also a walled city. Aye, there's no wall. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, you need mechitzos. But the point is that it's not an adin of the halachic identity of a walled city. It's a practicality that is a protected city. And the wall gives a protection. So three walls and the water on the fourth side gives the same protection because the enemy can't really come in on that fourth side and the water, they're not going to be able to come in. You just sink them, right? So therefore, you see, so Rashi argues, I mean, he doesn't actually say this, but this is presumably his argument, that by Mikra Megillah, it doesn't go by that. It doesn't go by the halachic deoraisa reality of a walled city, and therefore it goes by the functionality of a walled city. So therefore, it's a walled city in terms of protection. Who cares whether the wall preceded the dwelling or vice versa? Doesn't make a difference. The point is, either way, it's a walled city. In time of Shuvanon, this was a protected city, a walled city, a safe city. So therefore, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the order. Right? Right. That's Rashi. But Tosvos. Okay, is there a question? Okay, but Tosus learns that this halacha, that the order, there's an importance in the order, because the problem is the Gemara in Megillah says that when do we say a walled city? It's if the wall was built first. But if the wall was built second, then it's like a kfar, like a village. So this is a Gemara in Megillah using terminology of Megillah. So Tosafot says it's halacha about Megillah. It's not just halacha about the Erechoma and the Deoraisa. It's the halacha and the Megillah follows the same halacha. Just like vis-a-vis the Deoraisa, the order matters. So too vis-a-vis about the Erechoma, the order matters. So too vis-a-vis Megillah, the order matters. And it's only a walled city reading on the 15th if the wall was built first, not second. Right? So the kasha on Tosafot is, Tosafot himself asked this question, but you see that Tveria, the Gemara considers a walled city even though it doesn't have the walls. And in the Deoraisa framework, definitely you need actual walls. So how do you differentiate between when it comes to the walls or the water, we say Deoraisa and Darabanan are different. Deoraisa needs actual walls. Darabanan and Megillah could have water. But it just goes by the functionality of the wall. Yet, when it comes to the order, we say, oh, so just like the Deraisa has the order, so too the Rabbanan has the order. Right? That's strange. What's the difference? Shouldn't those be the, are you saying that the Deraisa follows exactly the Rabbanan, or do you say that the Rabbanan goes by the military idea of a wall, and therefore the wall of function, the water and walls are equal? Similarly, then the order should be equal. Who cares the order? So Tosis just kind of answers, it's not clear what his answer is, but he says, no, that since the walls are sufficient, they're considered like water, water is considered like walls, so therefore that's fine. But the water preceded the dwelling, both the walls and the water of Tveria preceded the dwelling. So that you need the preceding. But the water, once you give me water, works for walls. But the problem is not answering the problem, because why is it when it comes to water, we're willing to budge, but yet when it comes to order, we're saying, we're not going to change. And it doesn't know what's the difference. What's the difference? By the way, as an aside, before we get to Tosos, but I just want to tell you the Ritva asks a similar question. Maybe it's even on Tosos. I can't remember if he holds by it, but he gives a different answer. He says, it seems different. He says that really, right? Really, they should be different. They should be different. Okay? Megillah is one thing, and the old cities and the Vader Chom is different. But the only thing is that people can get confused. What are they getting confused? They'll realize no one's going to think that water was going to work for Batei Rechoma. It's not walled. Works for Megillah, doesn't work for this. No one's going to confuse those. Because everyone knows Batei Rechoma means walls. But the order is a halacha which is somewhat tricky. Some people can get confused about that. So therefore, if the Rabbanan doesn't care about the order, people can get confused when it comes to the rice, and they're also going to get confused about mix of the order. But that's like a siyag kind of thing. But Tosafot doesn't seem to be saying that. Tosafot, that's already Okay, so our question is, what's Tosafot going to learn? I think it's somewhat simple. I think this is what you're getting at, Mars. But, see, what's the idea of order? The idea of order is that it's a status in the city. It's a walled city. Okay? It's part of the very identity of the city, the walled city. Okay, and halacha says a walled city, it doesn't just mean a city that happens to have walls on it, but it's part of the identity of the city. Okay, and that's the halacha by Deraisa. It's saying it's by Darabanan also. Okay, but walled could be relevant from different perspectives. What is the idea of a walled city? So when it comes to Megillah, a walled city means a protected city. When it comes to a walled city means a walled city, a structured city, whatever it is, whatever the reality, the function of walls does. But a walled city, walled means structural walls when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, and walls means functional walls, let's say when it comes to Megillah. Okay? The idea of what are walls is different. Walls by Eretz Yisrael are structures. Walls by Megillah are a functional entity, and therefore water could function, could be defined like a wall also. So that's the question, is what do we mean by walls? But now the question is, when you have walls, it has to be a walled city. Okay? Whereas the walls, it's not just the city that happens to have walls. We see from the Deraisa that there's such a thing as a walled city. Walled is part of a property of a city. Now it's true, depending on the role of the walls, what will qualify as a wall or what will not qualify as a wall may vary. If you're talking about a wall, it's a walled city, as walls as a structure, then it's only structures. If you're talking about a function, then water could work. But either way, we see from the Raisa that a walled city is a type of a category. It's a type of a city. And a city is defined by the dira in the city. And therefore, the status as being a walled city or an unwalled city is going to be determined in the time when the city is dwelled in. Okay, and that doesn't change. Anything after that is just a superadded thing. Right? So that's what he's saying, is that the order, the concept of... See, so the question is, do you copy from the Doraisa or do you not? So the answer is, it depends. It depends whether it's something which makes sense to copy. When you're dealing with what is the function of the walls, what's the idea of walls, then they're different. By Megillah, it's a matter of protection. By Shammai, by Doraisa, it's a matter of a structure. For whatever reason, you need the structure. But when it comes to what is the role of the walls vis-a-vis the city, that there's an idea of an irchoma, as part of the identity of the ear. So it's saying is the Rabbanan are taking the idea, you see from their eyes that there's an idea of a walled city. Walls are not just something that happens to be there, but they are part of the status of the city. So similarly, the Rabbanan is going to be part of the status of the city. So it's not just a city which happens to have the military protection of the walls, but it's a city whose identity is a military safe zone, so to speak, whose identity is one that's protected. Okay, so again, the what will be walls will vary, because for military purposes, the water is fine. But the fact that it's a property of the city, the Rabbanan are modeling from the Deraisa, that there's different types of cities, and walls has an effect vis-a-vis the type of city which it is. This is another point, which is, I think, related to this. Maybe it comes down to the same idea. But I believe the idea, why do you need walls? Actual walls by Eretz Yisrael, right? Because Kedusha Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the military zone, nothing to do with the military protection of walls. But see, in there, what you're doing is, or maybe it has something to do with it, but you're creating the Kedusha of the city. And in general, Kedusha needs mechitzos. Okay, in Kedusha, you have, like in the Mikdash, there's a Kedusha. In order to do Kedusha works, you delineate an area by walls, and then it has a certain designation which has a status of Kedusha. Okay, so that's the idea of a walled city vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael is a kedusha. So it's a certain type of a kedusha. A kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. A certain type of a city has a status as a kedusha. There's an identity as of kedusha in it, and that needs mechitzos. That's a general principle. That kedusha is you have mechitzos creates kedusha. You delineate the concept of delineating a space through walls, and then that space has it gets a property of kedusha. So that's something which makes sense in the Deraisa framework, because we're dealing with the Kedushas Pat Erechoma. But it has no relevance at all to Megillah, because Mikra Megillah has nothing to do with Kedusha. For instance, it's even in cities in Chutz La'aretz. It has nothing to do with that. It's just an idea of a protected city. So what does protection have anything to do with the structure of the wall and the Kedusha delineating a muck? On the point is, it's protected. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense to carry over from the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael to Megillah. Right? But the idea of walls preceding the city, that's an idea that the city is really a walled city. The nature of the dwelling in the city, the nature of the year, is a walled city. Right? That it's a city which was populated within the confines of walls. Right? And there's a certain type of a dwelling that there was it was dwelled in within a delineated structure. And that's a certain type of a dwelling. Now that dwelling doesn't matter really whether it happens to be that matters the order, and that only goes by the order. It doesn't matter if it's water or walls; it's the same thing. Either way, is you have the old delineated city, and then you dwell inside of it. So it doesn't make a difference. That property is going to exist, and that in both of those cases, if they had first dwelt and then built the walls, then it's not that type of a dwelling. It's not that type of a city. I don't care if it's water or it's walls. The point is, that's a property which makes sense to apply by both. That's the concept of a walled city. It's a certain type of an ear, certain type of a city which was dwelt in within the confines of within delineation. But the that's so in the like this in the Deoraisa, there's two things in the walled city. There's one thing is the concept of a walled city, which is a city which was dwelt in a certain type of a manner, which is populated in a certain manner in the confines of a delineated location. And then there's also that delineation takes place by structures of walls, and that's what allows the Kedusha to be chal on it. Okay? Now, by Megillah, the concept of it being a walled city, a certain type of a dwelling, that's applicable. That makes sense, a certain type of a city. But the reality of Kedusha is irrelevant. Kedusha has nothing to do with it. By Megillah, the walled city is based upon certain protection. And the protection is irrelevant whether there's a physical structure of walls or not. Physical structure of walls is an accident of Kedusha because Kedusha demands that type of a thing. but it doesn't make sense to apply, to carry over and to apply to Megillah, which has nothing to do with Kedusha, has to do with the protection. But the underlying reality of it being a certain type of a city, that's something which applies by both of them. They're walled cities. Yeah. So the Tosafot also has another point. This is interesting, is that he asks the question, because again, the premise here is, what do you gotta take from this? I mean, this it's not that, all the svaras here don't really make much of a difference for this further point. But the point is that you need order. First, they have to have the walls, and then they have to dwell there, right? That's how you have Kedusha of Bat Erechoma. Right? That's how it's has defined vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, the order. So Tosafot asks, he says, the Gemara has a question. Is let's say you have a city which the houses are on the outskirts of the city, are built in a way that their walls and roofs are contiguous, so that functions as a wall. Okay, so I guess in order to get into the city, you'd have to go in through one of the houses or something like that, right? So you basically, it's like a walled city. It's a protected city, right? It's a walled protected city. Right, or it's basically a city. It's just surrounded by a wall. It just happens to be that wall is not actually a separate structure called a wall. It's houses. So does that work? So the Gemara learned that she lo choma, that has to actually have a choma. Okay, it is the city, and there's its wall, and a wall is a separate structure from the city. It can't be that the city just is a certain type of a enclosed city, but it's that you actually need a structure of a wall. Okay, that's what it's teaching you. Okay, actually the structure of all. Okay? So the question is, Tosis asks, okay, I hear that, but why don't you say simply that in that case, they must have dwelt in the city before they had a wall? Right? Because let's say that did count as a wall. Let's say the houses counted as a wall. But they're houses, so you build, there are 100 houses, let's say. So you build house number one, and then house number two, house number three. All this meantime, there are houses there. So the city's being populated. And then you finish the thing, so even if that did count as a wall, it's too late. You already have an year. And the year, if you're telling me that the whole thing is that the wall has to pre-exist the city, but if the city, that's fine if I have a separate structure of a wall. I build a wall and then I build the houses. But if the wall is made out of houses, right, if the wall is made out of houses, so then what's the, then of course I already have the houses before the wall. Right? So that's the case. How could you ever even have a Havamina that this would be fine? That's what he says. So Tosafot answers like what Jonah's saying, is that? He says he's talking about a case where you know that nobody lived in the houses until you finished the things. Until you finished all of them, and then you had this big surrounding wall. That's when I would think, even though they built the houses, that's when I would think that maybe that was defined as a wall. And that's what the composite is teaching. No, that's not defined as a wall anyway. But in Echonami, if you built the houses and built house number one and lived in it, house number two, people lived in it, house number two, of course, then there's no Havamina. The whole Havamina is in a... It's a funny case. The other thing why it's difficult is it's not so simple to answer that, because the simple case where you build a city like that is you're building houses. People should live in the houses. What are they waiting for? You know, like if you built the wall first, one thing, but the simplest shot of the case is talking about that you have, once you have houses, people are living in there. You know, so that's what he has to answer, that it's talking about a case where you had houses, but they weren't dwelt in. You know? So what's this Havamina's Maskana here? Someone asked that yesterday, right? We talked about this yesterday. Does it go by when the houses are built or when they're populated, right? Did you ask that? Mm-hmm. So it sounds like maybe that's even as obvious as Kana, no? I mean, we have to get a concept for that, but right, and as he's saying is because in that case, the houses preceded the wall, but they weren't dwelt in. So is the city defined by the houses, or is the houses don't have any reality until they're actually lived in? You know what I mean? So just because there are houses there, that's not a city. City isn't just a lot of houses with traffic lights and whatever. A city is based on dwelling. So it doesn't have a status of a city. The city doesn't emerge until there are people living there. So if no one's living there, so then there's just a bunch of houses, so it's not a walled city. Now, the second it emerges as a city, it's walled. So the wall, usually the way it's going to work is the wall is built first, and then the people live, then the houses are built. But if you build the houses, but you make sure no one lives there, right, they make sure no one lives there, so then it's also going to be defined as a walled city. because the wall, no one lives there until they already have the houses. I'm sorry, no one lives there until you already have the wall. Right? So it seems like that's his point. That's what he's showing us. And so, I mean, you say that, so that's the chiddush. That's what he's teaching you. That the idea of a lived in, that a wall, that the city, a wall has to predate the city. The city means the dwelling. It doesn't mean the houses. Yeah. It's like a house is just like a big structure until someone lives there. It's not a house. What makes it a house? It's just a structure. What makes it a house is that people live there. Again, like I said, is in China they have a whole town, a whole city. Many cities that are entirely built. Houses, buildings, everything. Traffic lights, you name it. Storefronts, but there's no one lives there. Is that really a city? I mean, it's basically just a big structure. It's like a space station or I don't know, whatever. It just is a big structural thing. It's a project. It's like, yeah, it's like Louis, it's like a model. It's a big model, life-size model of a city. But it's not a city. City is when you have people living there. What kind of city is it? Right? Even though it looks like a city. But it's just saying that's not a city. So the status of the city emerges once people live there. So when they live there, if it already has a wall, then its identity is as a walled city. It's not that it doesn't have a status as a city until it's a... Yeah. One point I want to make is that let's say you built this city where you basically made the structure... You made the structure, you made the walls. Okay, the walls of the houses. Let's say again, you made the houses in a circle, right? And people start living in them, and you make them in a circle, and then you build the city within, right? So what we're saying is that that's not considered a walled city, because first the people lived there, and then the city came about, right? But even though, in terms of like what we were talking about earlier, that will look like a walled city, in terms of the way it will look, because basically you have these houses which are constructed in the circle and all everything with inside is being built in a way, you know, with the blinds and however it is that the city is going to look. It's going to end up looking the same way. You know what I mean? Because it's structurally, it's a city which is built within the confines of a wall. You know? It's built in that framework. Right? But you see that's what I'm saying. That was like the reason why wall may make a difference is because the city looks different. But halachically, what it goes by is that if there's a dwelling, if the wall precedes the dwelling, then it's a walled city. And if the people live there first, even though it may look like a walled city, because the boxiness and the grids and whatever, it doesn't make it into the walled city. The walled city goes by, it means that it emerges. Its emergence as a city is within the context of a wall. It means people live there once there's already a wall. But if they live there first, even if it ends up at the end of the day looking like a walled city, it doesn't go by what it looks like. It goes by the halachic reality of if the shame of the wall existed prior to the dwelling, then it's a walled city. You know? So I don't think that's something in Maskana, but I think that's something you can see from Tosis, is that don't give too much weight to that idea of that walled cities look different. Because it's true, they may look different, but even if a thing looks like a walled city, it's not a walled city if it wasn't built in that order, you know? So something like that point is interesting. The idea that it looks different is kind of interesting as a motivational point of why there's an idea of order and that why a walled dwelling actually looks different. There's a sense to that. But it's not halachically dependent upon the appearance of the thing. Halachically, it just goes by the order. You know? Okay. So what I'd like to do next is I want to think a little more about Tosos. Hopefully I can make it a little sharper, a little better. And then what I'd like to do is... I think I'd like to do the Ron. There's a few things. One thing I want to do the Ron, and I also want to take up the question about Tveria, which gets to what Chaim was asking, is the Gemara is the question whether Tveria counts as Old Tveria or doesn't. So I'd like to define that. That's on Hay. I think Hay on Vez. But I think I want to do the Ran first. Okay? If you don't hear from me, then assume that. Assume the Ran. The Ran does it, and he does take up the ref. He brings in the Rashi and Tosas also. He kind of puts everything, puts things together. It's Ran on this Gemara. You know, and the Ran brings in the ref, and I'd like to, let's see how he learns the ref, and then I'd like to look at the Rama and try to decode. And the Rama is fine as hard. He doesn't talk that much. So you have to kind of play detective a little bit to try to put together the Rama Shita. But I think it's interesting. Yeah. Okie dokie.